Never Too Old, a new love story by Dame Sylvie Crin.
The story so far. Aging media mogul Rupert Murdoch has flown into Britain to take personal charge of the crisis enveloping his empire. Now read on.
Jeez, surely that's enough,
wheezed the elderly Antipodean tycoon as he hobbled around the Serpentine in his designer Grand Adidas tracksuit and baseball hat bearing the legend I Heart Attack. This was a present given to him by his beautiful young Oriental wife from the land of the pot noodle.
How bloody far have we run now?
He croaked, as his young blonde personal trainer tried to drag him along the path. About 20 yards, she encouraged. You're doing really well. Only another 10 miles to go. At that moment, Rupert's bad Apple iPhone rang with its distinctive funeral march ringtone, which his children had given to him for his 80th birthday. With a sense of overpowering relief, he broke off his training session to speak to his beloved Wendy.
Rupert!
Came the familiar bark.
What you doing now, old man?
I'm doing what you said, darling,
soothed the octogenarian billionaire.
I'm showing everyone that I'm a fit and proper person.
No, you bratty fool. You should be running company, not running around park.
But you're always encouraging me to pursue vigorous exercise, my sweet and sour sauce pot,
he soothed.
Shut up, Looper, and listen. You sort out mess first before we lose all our money. Where things going, Dim Sum James and Fruzy Rebecca screw up entire company. So Wendy inherit no fortune cookie.
Rupert sighed, the weight of the years suddenly heavy on his shoulders. As heavy as the backpack full of bricks which his trainer had insisted he carry.
Whatever you say, my little dragon lady, I'll get right onto it.
The voice from America softened slightly.
Good. You save company, then you do New York Marathon, okay?
To be continued.